Hey everyone, welcome to Homer's Dope Nuts, a weekly Simpsons podcast where I, the Simpsons guy, and my co-host, El Rey, discuss and review every episode of The Simpsons ever made. We break down the episodes, discuss some of the references, and try to connect our younger listeners with the Simpsons family and how life has changed since the inception of the show over 30 years ago. We hope you enjoy it and provide feedback as we're always looking for ways to improve the show.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Hoi hoi, everyone. Hey, I think we get one of those in this episode.
Oh, Dr. Nick?
No, we get an ahoy hoi.
Oh, yeah,
Mr. Burns.
It will come in. I don't know, man.
We're just in the grind today.
Work today is, I think I need a refreshment after this.
Yeah, and some good food.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to need, I need a refreshment the most. You were on the lucky side.
Yeah, it was hot, but not as hot as your guys over there. God.
Guys, when the AC breaks down at work,
I think that's almost time to implement my rule. If the AC don't work, neither do I.
Damn right. Yep, it's getting close to that. But, you know, alas, we're midway through the week, so it's
We survived our sauna.
We'll be all right.
Yeah.
If anything, we're a little bit lighter.
A lot more stickier.
Yeah, that's the bad part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. All right, so that's enough whining for today.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to discuss the sixth episode in the ninth season of The Simpsons, titled Bart Starr.
Yes, which is, of course, an homage to... We can say this even though that we're cowboy fans.
Yeah.
All right. We don't, he's not our God.
No.
But we have a hell of a lot of respect for the legendary Bart Starr, the quarterback for the Packers.
Yeah. Just because he survived those frigid conditions.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to respect all the dudes that played back then when there was way less rules about protecting people.
Yeah. Leather helmets and stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's so, yes. We got a big respect for the great Bart Starr.
Yes.
So obviously this will be a
football related episode. And this originally aired on November 9th of 1997. And we will start with the traditional chalkboard and couch gags.
Yes, we got two again. Very cool. So we have the Bart in detention, right? Chalkboard gag. And he's writing, "I did not invent Irish dancing," over and over again.
What's your take on Irish dancing?
I mean, I think it's like, I'm not going to go out of my way to see it or anything like that. But you got to respect the skill, especially when they do it all synchronized and everything.
I know, those quick feet and then don't move your arms at all.
I mean, like Flatley was he was a badass, dude. That guy was cool. Remember that guy, Michael Flatley?
Yeah.
I wonder what happened. Like, he's really old or he's dead now.
Yeah. But with quick feet like that, I bet he could have played football real good.
Yeah. Or he could have been a kickboxer.
That too, yeah.
That would have been.
Because he had quick ass feet.
I wonder if dancers like that make good soccer players.
Who knows?
Right?
I mean, they have quick feet.
Yeah.
All they have to do is learn how to handle the ball.
Because there's some things like that that translate to sports, which is crazy. Like, I know in Russia, because they pick them very young, the girls that are going to be gymnasts and all that, they make them ballerinas first. So they get all the movement and all the grace and all that stuff, and then they put them into the gymnastics.
Yeah, before the ballerina stuff destroys their feet.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, right, so then we get to, of course, the couch gag, right? Everybody sits on the couch at once, and then we have these big metal arms with the plates on the ends, right? Obviously, trash compactors. And so they crush the family into a block like you would do to a car, right, when they do that kind of stuff. So pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah, they match
you can still, you can see all their eyes still in the block and
blinking,
everything. It's pretty good.
So we're going to open up this episode in a rather unique way.
Yes.
It is a health fair that opens this particular episode, right? So there's a big banner at the health fair. It's free health fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it says, "Welcome cheapskates." Yeah. Cheapskates.
Cheapskates.
Cheapskates, right? And, of course, there's a bunch of little booths you can go to, right? There's the one to measure cholesterol, your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's Dr. Nick.
That one, they go by it real quick too, yeah, right? Uh-huh. It's pink, right? Uh-huh. And it looks kind of like a heart, right? Like it's heart shaped. Uh-huh. And then it just says man or woman, right? Question mark. And he's just sitting there with his hands ready to check.
Yeah, he'll guess your sex.
Oh,
yeah.
God, man. Oh, my God. Dr. Nick has no shame, though. We know this.
None at all.
None.
But he was looking really happy to be there.
Yeah, he was, right.
So. We
focus in on Dr. Hibbert's booth, right?
Yeah. So Dr. Hibbert is there examining Homer. He says, your cholesterol level is lethally high, Homer, but I'm more concerned about your gravy level.
That's disgusting.
Yes, to have gravy in your bloodstream.
And Homer says, now, wait a second. You doctors have been telling us to drink 8 glasses of gravy a day.
And, of course, Dr. Hibbert, you're a little confused.
Yeah, that's 8 glasses of water.
Yes, not gravy.
Not gravy. That's horrible, man.
Yes.
And Homer's like, oh, confused, right? At that moment, we cut to Maude Flanders. He's doing hearing tests.
Yes. And who's there? Grandpa Simpson?
Yeah, Jasper.
Jasper.
And then some other old dude.
The other old guy with he's the one that wears the pork pie hat?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, that guy. And so Maude's there, right? And she tells, they've all got the little headphones on. Uh-huh. And Maude says, okay, gentlemen, I want you to raise your hand when you hear the tone.
And the old guy, right? He's like, you can't tell me what to do.
Very foreign.
Yes.
And so Marge plays the tone, right? The beep. And then she does it again. Beep.
And then Grandpa looks at her and is like, nothing yet.
And then she like cranks it up, right? And is like, beep. And everybody around them is just like, ah.
Yeah, they're not even wearing the headphones, but they can hear it.
Yeah, the frequency's so high. And everybody's covering their ears. And then the unnamed guy, like, he raises his hand. No, I'm sorry. Jasper raises. Yes. Uh-huh. He starts to raise his hand. Right? And Abe just looks at him. He gives him a look and he shakes his head. Like, I know you're lying. Like, uh-huh.
And he just puts his hand down. Right? And then we get to Marge.
Oh, boy.
Right? She's like, now, make no mistake. When I say first aid, I'm not talking about some sort of charity rock concert.
And she does her little... to herself. She's the only one laughing.
Nobody... Well, if they do get the joke, it's not funny at all.
No,
nobody laughs, right? And he's like, I'm talking about treating serious injuries.
And then the crowd starts laughing, right? Like, they all roar in laughter.
Uh-huh.
And Krusty's there, and he writes it down. Serious injuries. Ooh, that's gold. Like, okay.
So then we get a very short and lame demonstration, right? Lisa walks onto the stage wearing a bear trap on her leg. And she tells Marge that she needs help. And of course, Marge says, it looks like you need some first aid.
And the crowd, they all cheer. Yeah, this crowd is hard to pin down.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on with them. And then...
apparently, yes. Rainier Wolfcastle has a booth.
Yes, and he's dressed kind of like a gym coach.
Yep.
He's got those gym shorts, but he's got like a polo on.
And it's the Fit or Fat program, right? Mm-hmm. And we see Uter, right, on a sit-up machine, right? The little one that holds your legs and all that. And he's there struggling. And he can't do it, right? Mm-hmm. And Wolfcastle just kind of glares like, come on, you can't do one sit-up.
And Uter says, I loved your last McBain movie, Mr. Wolfcastle.
Quit stalling, fatty. I love that.
And then we see a female helping out Milhouse, trying to find out how fat he is. And he sucks in his gut, holds his breath.
And she measures him, right?
Right. Yeah. There's nothing there, right? But then Wolfcastle is there. He's like, we can wait. And then Milhouse finally breathes out and he lets go of his gut.
Yes, and he's pretty fat.
Yeah.
And so Wolfcastle says, come to Papa, and he slaps a fat sticker on his belly, right? Mm-hmm. So fit or fat, he got fat.
Yep. So he keeps walking. Everybody is, and we got to see a bunch of little boys trying to touch their toes.
And it's, it's what, Martin's there.
Wendell's
there. I forget who else is there.
Milhouse. No, no, it wasn't Milhouse. It was Martin.
Yeah, yeah, Martin. And, well, and then, of course, Bart's there, right? Uh-huh. And Wolfcastle's yelling. It's like, come on, even my fat mama can touch her toes. Nothing can touch her toes. It's terrible.
Yeah. And then Bart, who's like in front of Martin, he's as he's trying to touch his toes, his shorts rip open. Mm-hmm. And Martin says, hey, Bart, we wear the same underpants.
That's so weird.
Why would, I don't know.
I don't know why you'd bring that up.
Yeah, I know.
And Wolfcastle sees it and throws a fat sticker right there where Bart's shorts rip, right?
Mm-hmm. Right on his butt. Mm-hmm. And then we get back to the Simpsons house. We see them sitting on the couch while they're watching TV while Bart is eating Pop-Tarts.
Yes, and not just a Pop-Tart. He's got the box with him, right? And Brockman's on TV, right? And then, so the results from yesterday's health fair is in. And the news is not good. Springfield is in terrible shape, particularly our young boys. And Bart appears on the screen with his shorts ripping, mm-hmm. right? And everybody's laughing except for Bart.
Yep. And Lisa goes, hey, Tubby, want another Pop-Tart, Tubby?
And Bart's real, like, unfazed. He's just, I'm comfortable with the way I am.
And then Homer with a mouthful of Pop-Tarts, you're a disgrace to this family.
And so Kent keeps going. He's like, this reporter's opinion is for our lard-laden lads to shape up, get out and try fun activities like military service, frantic dancing, or good old-fashioned pee-wee football.
And, of course, Homer says, there you go, Bart. Pee-wee football will melt away those unsightly pounds and inches.
And Bart says, yeah, but I could get seriously hurt.
Then it's settled. So, I guess he wasn't really worried about Bart getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because the minute he said that, hey, that sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. And then we cut to the Flanders house, right? Yes. And they're watching the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole family's there, and Todd turns and at Flanders and says, we don't have to play football, do we, Daddy?
And Ned says, ho, 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 you betcha. Team sports will keep you away from temptations like rock music and girls.
And Rod and Todd, yay! Right, yes. Now Ned is completely wrong. It's the complete opposite of that.
Yes, they will lead you to temptation.
Yes. And then we cut to the Van Houtens, right?
Yep.
So Luann and Milhouse are sitting there. I remember Kirk doesn't live there no more.
Yes.
And Luann says, you know, Milhouse, you are getting a little doughy.
And Milhouse is like, ooh, can I just have the surgery? I guess this is when that attitude started going, right?
Yeah.
Let's just do it the easy way.
Just have the surgery.
Uh-huh. And then, since Bart has signed up for Pee-wee football, Marge takes him shopping to Sporticus.
Yes. And so they're looking for equipment, right? Uh-huh. And so Marge is there at the counter, and she's talking to the clerk about what Bart's going to need, right? Mm-hmm. So she's got everything else. And then she doesn't want to say it because she's such a square.
Yeah.
She says, he's going to need, protection.
And the guy goes, sure, one helmet coming up. And he puts it on the counter.
And Marge says, I was thinking more of protection down there. And she points down.
Ooh, why did you say so? Knee pads, you got it.
And Marge's like, I'm talking about his personal area.
And the guy goes, aha, say no more. I read you loud and clear. The old shoulder pads.
And at this point, Marge is like frustrated, right? Marge is just like, look, I want a cup.
Cup? Could you spell that?
She's like, C-U-P. I want to see you. Oh, my God. That's an old joke, man. Yeah,
very old, right? Mm-hmm. And then we see Bart coming out of the dressing room with his full uniform on, right? Mm-hmm. And Milhouse is there. And Bart walks up to Milhouse and says, okay, Milhouse, let's try out the new cup.
Right, and Milhouse kicks him.
And Bart's like, ah, again.
Kicks him again.
And Bart yawns.
Right, and he just kicks him over and over and over again, right? Until Marge puts a stop to it,
yeah,
right?
She just walks up and says, Milhouse, stop that!
Now, real quick, I remember that was in the commercial for the promo of this episode, the week leading up to it.
Uh-huh.
That was the little scene that they would
do. Milhouse just
like, yeah. Like, all right, Milhouse, try the new cup. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. I remember this one vividly being originally aired.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Like, and the promo to it and everything like is burned in my memory.
Yeah, I remember this one a lot too because we played football. We love watching football.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We all saw this again and again and again. Mm-hmm. By the way, that isn't true. It's still going to hurt.
Oh, it still hurts. Yeah.
It's just not going to
do the damage that, you know, it would have done otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, it still sucks.
You still feel the shocks and stuff.
Unless you're Alex Bejeda.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe he was wearing one of those Thai steel cuffs.
Yeah, those are the ones. The diamond ones?
Yeah, you don't feel anything in those.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. And so we cut to now the football field, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the team is there, and the coach is none other than Ned Flanders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the team's throwing balls, right? He's trying to weed out the quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And so Ned's walking around, like, a little higher, Wendell. A lot higher, Martin. And then we see another ball fly in. Ralph, that's a basketball. And then Nelson just throws a rocket, right? And Ned's is like, okay, Nelson's our quarterback.
Yep, because he knocked him on his butt.
Yeah, he knocked him on his ass.
And Nelson, of course, says, thanks, Four Eyes.
And I love this subtle joke that they throw in right here because they make Ned do it too.
Yeah. So Ned starts walking around. He's like, Ralph, you'll be on special teams.
And Ralph, I'm special. yes, you are, Ralph. Yes, you are.
And then Ned goes, and Bart, you'll be our tackle.
He says, cool, and he jumps on Martin's back.
And then Martin's like, careful, Bart, you might break my calculator. By which I mean my head. Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Mm.
And I love this scene because it's one of the times that we catch Lisa red-handed just being pretentious.
And, yes.
You know, yeah.
You're just trying to make everybody feel bad about enjoying something.
Yes, so Lisa shows up real quick at the gate, and she's got her dress on still, but she's got pads over, right? And she says, what position have you got for me? And everybody, and she says, that's right. A girl wants to play football. How about that?
And Ned goes, well, that's super duper, Lisa. We've already got four girls on the team.
And Lisa's like, you do?
Uh-huh. But we'd love to have you two on board.
And she's like, well, football's not really my thing after all. What kind of civilized person would play again a game with the skin of an innocent pig?
Well, actually, Lisa, these balls are synthetic.
And Janie jumps in, and for every ball you buy, a dollar goes to the Amnesty International.
And Lisa starts crying. She's like, oh, I gotta go.
I love
it's about
that
time man. she got her come up
and so Janie's on the team, and then it's Sherry and Terry, and I don't remember who else is on the team.
I don't remember the other one either.
Yeah, but
I do remember Sherry, Terry, and Janie.
I forget who else is on there. And I love that. I just threw a monkey wrench in Lisa's whole attempt to start another controversial.
Yes, her scheme to ruin their fun.
Yes. And so we cut to the day of the first game, right? The team's first game. The kids are getting ready, and they're getting psyched up with Ned.
And Ned's like, who are we?
And the Wildcats.
Who are we going to beat?
The Wildcats.
So Homer from the crowd goes, hey, Flanders, you're the worst coach this team has ever had.
And Marge just tells him he's the only coach this team has ever had. And the season hasn't even started yet.
And then Homer goes, yeah, well, he's wearing a hat like an idiot.
That's all he's got.
Yep.
And Marge says, you know, Homer, it's very easy to criticize.
Fun, too.
That's a great reply.
Yes,
that's a great reply. I got to give that one to
Not him. Only is it easy, but it's fun.
Yep. And so Ned's there talking to the kids. He's like, okay, Wildcats, are you ready to give 110%? Take it one game at a time and go to the whole nine yards?
Yeah!
Oakley dokley. Let's put on our game faces. And he smiles real big, and they all smile real big, and they take the field, right?
Yeah, that's not the game face they want to see for football.
No, sir.
So then we see Uter. Yeah. He's going to be the kicker, apparently. Mm-hmm. He's like, you've seen those occasional foreign kickers, they have a barefoot?
Yeah.
So did Uter. Except he didn't use the barefoot to kick the ball.
Yeah.
He he planted and with then the, he kicked with the other.
Kicked with the cleat. That's hilarious.
Yes, it is. I mean, how are you going to plant with a bare foot? You've got no grip on there.
Yep.
Oh, well.
It's so we hear someone say, got it. And then we just hear Nelson real quick. Give me the ball. And they give Nelson the ball and your lunch money, too. And they give him the lunch money. And then Nelson just tears across everyone, right?
He just pushes them out of the way.
Yes, and he scores. Mm-hmm. Right? And he dances. He does a little end zone dance, too.
Uh-huh. And then Marge sees that, right? And Nelson's dancing mm-hmm. while Homer is still yelling at Flanders.
Yes. And, he's just giving him crap for no reason, right? And so we cut to, they have the ball again. And I love how Nelson says, okay, Bart, you're going to block for me on this play.
All right? Bart says, yeah.
He's like, yeah, I got it. And so Bart is ready to go, right? And the play starts, and he's looking at the team. He's like, he's ready to go. And they actually start pushing him back, right? They don't knock him down, but they start pushing him back. Uh-huh.
Until Nelson grabs him by the back of the shoulder pads, mm-hmm. and he uses him as a shield as he pushes away through the rest of the defense. Just pushing Bart's face into them. Boom, boom, boom.
Halfway through, he does ask if he's all right, though.
Yeah.
He's like, you all right, Bart? Like, I'm okay. And I love how when he scores, he spikes the ball, and then he spikes Bart. I love that scene.
Oh, God. That was a good part right there. And, of course, they win, and they celebrate by having Rod pour the Gatorade over Flanders' head.
Yep.
And we hear, I'm special, again.
Yes, we do. Yes. So they actually carry Ned off the field.
Yes, right? They do.
And Homer's not impressed. He's very bitter. It's a big deal. I've been carried out of Moe's like that hundreds of times. Oh, my goodness. Slightly different, Homer.
Yes. Do you think Moe cares about any laws about letting his customers drink too much?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so at all. Mm-hmm. Nope.
So then we cut back to the Simpsons house, and Homer is on the phone with somebody. He's like, I'm telling you, Flanders can't coach at all. I'm not the type to have a grudge for no reason. And then the camera cuts to the other person on the other end of the line. Mm-hmm. And it's Roy Firestone. He's got his own radio show. By the way, he was huge back in that era.
Yeah, he was.
And with him is Sandy Koufax.
The legendary.
Yes, Sandy Koufax. Pitcher for the Dodgers?
I believe so.
Right? And Roy, who's on the radio, right, says, sir, can I just break in for a moment?
Homer's like, oh, yes, Roy.
And Roy goes, do you have a question for Sandy Koufax?
He's like, yes, Mr. Koufax. Don't you think Flanders is a big jerk? And Roy hangs up the phone, right? And Homer's like, hello? Hello? And he redials the radio number. And they answer. And he says, yeah, Homer again. I think we got cut off. Which you don't hear anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, hello? And he redials the number again.
He doesn't get the hint.
Yeah.
For some reason, he's not getting it.
You know what? I can't remember the last time I heard that. Somebody hung up.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You can't even do the I'm pissed hang up now.
Do you see that? Yes, you can't do that. That's lost on these kids.
You know what? We should develop that app.
To like have an angry like sound or something like that?
Yeah, when they press hang up.
There should be another button that's angry hang up.
Yeah, and then, of course, it simulates the form being slammed. Yeah. I think we could make a fortune on that.
That's true.
Too bad we don't know how to code.
Yeah, we don't. We can always find someone that does.
Nobody steal my idea.
Yeah, no. Hey, it's documented. Yes. It's on audio.
I have right. Physical documentation of
yes,
this.
Yes, this is ours.
Yes.
And so we got to another game, right? Another game. And they're having a good game. Everybody's cheering. But Homer, and I have to say this is one of my favorite Homer moments of all time, is in the stands heckling Ned.
Yes.
He's just here, Flanders! Flanders! Flanders!
What?
Homer's like, Flanders!
What? What is it?
Game's out there. Ah, made you look. And Ned's pissed at this point. Like, yeah, he's like, very rare that Ned's upset, but
he's like, They're just words, Nettie. Words can't hurt you.
And at that moment, Homer does something very despicable. He throws a beer can at Ned, and it hits him in the head.
What the hell did beer ever do to Homer except provide him hours of enjoyment?
Yeah. And you can heckle all you want, man. Yeah. You don't throw things at people.
What is this, Philadelphia?
I know. It's like heckling's fun and all, but come on, man. Like
keep it at heckling, guys.
You don't throw your beer at somebody.
And of course, Ned goes, "Ow! That's it."
And Lisa was like, "Dad, that was really mean."
Homer goes, "I know, sweetie." And I got him right in the, oh.
And we see Flanders just going through people, right? Not even on the stairs. He's going up the bleachers with a look of hate in his eyes, man. And he stands and he glares at Homer.
And Homer's really nervous. Like, hey, hi, Flanders. Go Wildcats.
He says, "Do you have a problem with the way I'm coaching?"
No. It's just that, well, like I was yelling earlier. Seems like anyone with half a brain can coach better than you.
And Ned says, half a brain, huh? Well, you know what? Sounds like you just volunteered. And he puts the cap on Homer's head. He gives him his clipboard.
And Homer's like, me? But you were doing such a great job.
Now, I have to say, very uncharacteristic of Ned. But that's a sizzler of an insult right there, man.
Half a brain.
Sounds like
you just volunteered.
Terrible, right? Uh-huh.
So the next morning, Lisa walks out of her bedroom looking very tired while she's walking downstairs. Oh, you know what? We forgot to mention here. That night when they got home, Homer was pacing outside Lisa's door all night. Mumbling about Flanders. Lisa wakes up and tells Homer to go back to can he do it somewhere else? And he says, Marge already kicked me out of the bedroom.
That was the last episode, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it this one?
No, it was the last episode, man. It's all running together on you right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
That was the last episode.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I swear I saw this in this morning.
Like, Marge kicked me out. Like, no, that was the last episode.
It was the last episode.
The last episode was the, crap, I'm having a brain fart now. I'm trying to remember why Homer was pacing.
Wow.
Yeah, we're
having a total brain fart.
Yeah, having a total brain fart.
Oh, anyway.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, otherwise, this will bog us down.
Yeah, that was last episode.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Is that your first senior moment?
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Well, it's your first document.
First document, probably.
And so Lisa walks down the stairs, but she trips and falls because Homer has tires on the stairs. The obstacle course
on the stairs.
Yep.
And Homer goes, "You're not going to make the team with that kind of attitude." And he's wearing a hat, a Marge self-defense whistle, some shorts, and a shirt.
And Lisa's like, "I don't want to make the team."
"Then why are you running the obstacle course?"
And Marge comes in, "Are you wearing my self-defense whistle?"
"You never use it."
Marge's, Now, I think they call it a self-defense whistle for TV purposes.
Oh, yeah, because otherwise it's the grape whistle.
The grape whistle, yeah.
But why don't you just call it a whistle? Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, so we could have this conversation. That's exactly why they did it.
That is true.
They know what they're doing. And Bart slides down the banister, avoiding everything, right, in a good mood, whistling, tells everybody good morning.
And Homer says, "Wipe that smile off your face."
And he's like, "What did I do?"
"I'm tired of watching you dogging on the football field. From now on, I'm going to work you like a dog. Now, fetch me 20 laps."
Bart's like, "Oh, man.
Do it."
And so Bart actually goes outside and he starts running around in the yard, right? And Marge and Homer are at the window. And Marge tells him, like, "You shouldn't pressure Bart like that."
And Homer goes, "Well, if you know a better way for me to live through my son, through your son, then I'd like to hear it."
It's so terrible. And Bart starts slowing down right out there. He's breathing heavily. And Homer scolds him, like, "Hey!"
You know? Yeah.
And Marge scolds him and he says, "Hey, remember, you know, what it was like when you were playing sports?"
And then he has a flashback to 1972. We see Homer, really young Homer, and he's fit-ish. He's wearing leotards, and he's about to do, I guess, the floor exercise for gymnastics.
And we see a young Waylon Smithers, who's doing the announcing for the event. He's like, now that's the end of the girls' floor exercise. Now let's bring on the men. I'm sure he's excited.
He's excited about that. Mm-hmm. So Homer goes, wish me luck, Dad.
And Abe is just there. Just don't screw up like you always do.
Of course, this has an effect on Homer, right? So he, as he's walking, he walks up onto the mat. He starts doing his little gymnastics or routine. Mm-hmm. We see
young Lenny and young Marge. And Lenny's got his arm around Marge.
Yep.
I think they're on a date, right?
It looks like it.
And but Marge actually asked Lenny, who is he?
Yep.
Right? Mm.
Yep. Apparently they're both impressed by Homer's skills.
Yes.
But remember that not Lenny.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it does now, right?
And so Homer's about to do his last, you know, little with the flips and all that. So I don't know the actual name for it. And right when he goes by Abe, Abe finds it appropriate to just real quick go, you're going to blow it.
And of course, that distracts Homer, who trips over his own feet, and he takes a tumble all over the mat. And Abe, as he's watching Homer, goes, ah, that's what I get for having faith in you. It doesn't look like he had any faith in
so him. Bad. You know what? Terrible.
Very.
And we cut back to the present, and Homer's like, my father never believed in me, and I'm not going to make the same mistake. From now on, I'm going to be kinder to my son and meaner to my dad. And so Homer goes out there, right, and he asks Bart for a hug. He's like, come here, son, give me a hug.
Bart thinks it's a trick, so he starts to run away.
He says to himself, right, it's a trick, it's a trick. And so Homer's chasing him around the garden, right? Bart's throwing things in Homer's path to slow him down.
He does not want that hug.
No, he doesn't.
So we see the next thing we know, we see the team finishing practice, and Homer says, good practice, kids. Now it's time for the easiest part of any coach's job. Easiest part. It goes, the cuts. Although I wasn't able to cut everyone I wanted to, I have cut a lot of you. Wendell is cut. Rudy is cut. Janie, you're gone. Steven, I like your hustle. That's why it's so hard to cut you. Congratulations, the rest of you. You made the team. Except you. And you. And you.
And Martin's walking by real bitter. He's like, Bart didn't get cut. What a surprise.
And Homer goes, now, just because I'm his father, he will get no special treatment. He called me coach just like everyone else, which he'll be doing as our new starting quarterback.
And everybody's like, and even Bart is like, no, yeah. Like, no. Nelson's the quarterback. He's like, he's carrying this team.
But Homer's not having any of it. Mm-hmm. And as he tells the team to go away, he cuts Rod.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Rod, you're cut. Oh, he did that on purpose just because it was Ned's kid, man.
Yes, he did.
So bad. And so the next day, we see Homer, Lisa, and Bart. They're in the car, right? Lisa's in the back reading a book, Sport's Greatest Injuries. And Bart is sitting in the front, right, with Homer. And Bart's there telling Homer, but I can't play quarterback. I don't even know how.
Homer goes, son, you can do anything you want. I have total faith in you.
And Bart says, since when?
Since your mother yelled at me. Now, how about that hug?
And I love this scene because it's just so, like, on par for Homer.
Yeah.
Because he lets go of the steering wheel and he hugs Bart, right? And Bart's like, Dad, the car! And without missing a beat,
Lisa already reached over, and she says, I got it.
She's just, I got it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. And so now we cut to Homer's first game as coach, right? And Flanders walks by. Mm-hmm. He says, good luck, Homer. No hard feelings.
And Homer goes, not so easy to keep your mouth shut now, is it, Flanders?
Terrible. Right? And so here we go. We start. They get the ball. Bart takes the ball, but yeah, the opposing team He panics. They go at, when they go after him, he drops the ball, and they score.
Yep. Homer just tries to encourage Bart, and of course they get the ball again. He's trying to make a pass. He doesn't know where to throw it.
And he gets sacked. Mm. Right? And Homer's like, excellent play, son. You panicked, but you didn't lose your cool.
I guess he doesn't know what the word panic means.
No, he doesn't, mm-hmm. right? And so Nelson is telling Bart, just throw the ball, right? So he does. Okay, Nelson catches it. Everybody piles up on Bart. And there you go.
Of course, right? The game ends. Mm-hmm. They got their butts kicked. And Homer goes, great debut, son. You really settled in after some early jitters. And
Bart's like, are you kidding? I reeked.
Homer's like, oh, really? Do reeky players get the game ball? Hey, everybody, let's hear it for Bart.
And everybody's just kind of, no, right?
And Bart's like, give me a B?
And Nelson says, I won't give you a B, but I'll tear you a new A. That's one of the greatest Nelson lines of all time, man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And then Milhouse walks up to Bart. If I wasn't your friend, I'd tell you that you sucked.
I mean, when you're getting it from Milhouse, dude, like...
You know you suck.
Yep. And everybody's mad. Son. You've ruined our undefeated season. You've ruined everything. Ruiner. That's a... it's Sherry or Terry, right?
That was Terry.
It's Terry. And then real quick, she goes, my sister likes you.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Uh-huh. So then Nelson says, listen here, daddy's boy. You cost us one more game and you're dead. And he pushes Bart into the mud.
And Ralph walks up and is like, you're going to heaven. Ralph is just on point in this episode.
Yes, he is. Coming in with his quick little...
Ralph is...
keen observations.
Yep, he's awesome in this episode. Uh-huh.
So that night, Bart is back in the garden working on his cute quarterbacking skills. He's trying to throw the ball through those tires.
And he really sucks.
Yes, he does. He can't do it.
He can skateboard, but he can't throw a football.
Mm-mm.
And Bart's just like, it's going to take a miracle for me to become a good quarterback.
At that point, we see one Joe Namath walk in.
Yeah.
And he goes, excuse me, son.
And Bart's like, wow, Joe Namath.
And he goes, that's right. My car broke down in front of your house.
He's like, I can't believe you're here. Do you think maybe you could give me some pointers?
Sure. There's only one thing you need to know to be a great quarterback.
And we hear Mrs. Namath from the back say, Joe, honey, I fixed it. It was just vapor lock.
And then Joe goes, oh, okay, look, I got to run. Remember what I told you.
And so he leaves and Bart's just there with, he's going through the conversation in his head. He's got no helpful memories at all.
Nothing. It's of course, Joe Namath didn't actually tell him anything.
No, he did not. How sad, right?
Yeah.
No, but how sad that it had been a long time since the Jets won it with Namath at that point. And here we are in 2024.
They still haven't won it again.
They had hope for about, what, two plays in last season?
Was it two or was it one?
It was one series. Yeah. It was one series for sure.
Yep. Well, Aaron Rodgers didn't walk out of the game.
I wonder if this was like at the height of Namath's like alcoholism too.
Was this the time? I think
it was after. It was before the whole fiasco. Yeah.
When he was trying to kiss her.
Yeah.
I really want to kiss her now.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh my God. He was.
That was not a good look for Joe.
No, it was not.
I mean, everybody. Joe was always. Namath was always a party animal. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew that. But man, took some steps backward there.
Yes, he did.
And so Bart's just like, yeah, he's dejected, right? Mm-hmm. And his last resort for advice is Lisa. And so he's talking to Lisa. He says, so if I play, the guys are going to kill me. If I don't, I'll be letting Homer down. What am I going to do?
And Lisa goes, well, I know you don't want to disappoint Dad, but how do you feel about lying to him?
And Bart says, good.
So before the next game, we see Bart walking up wearing cast and a lot of bandages. And he goes, Dad, I got bad news.
And Homer's like, oh, your mother's not pregnant, is she?
And Bart goes, no, I got hit by a couple of cars. I won't be able to play today.
And the girl in the back goes, yes.
Homer goes, oh, boy. Well, I'll just have to go to my backup plan. Nelson, how's your arm feeling?
Nelson's great.
Good. Take this note over to the referee.
And Nelson opens it. we forfeit.
Right. Of course, Homer tries to convince the team that they can't play without Bart because Bart is the heart of the team.
Yes.
He says. Of course, nobody agrees with him.
Nope. Not even Bart.
Uh-uh.
And Bart has had enough, right? Yeah. He rips off his fake, bandages and all that.
Cast on him.
And he says, you don't get it, do you? I don't want to be your stupid quarterback. I quit.
Homer's like, what? Well, I got news for you, mister. You can't quit. You're cut. You too, Milhouse.
And Milhouse at that point is like, all right. And he like rips off his jockstrap with his cup in it and everything. And he throws it to the ground.
Oh, my God. I guess Milhouse is stronger than we think.
Right? Because that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it is not. So later that night, we see the Simpsons again sitting at the dinner table. And Marge goes, so, like I said, I never had a tick bury in so deep. The little guy just got a mind of its own.
Lisa's like, Mom, please, we're eating.
Marge's like, well, at least I'm trying to make conversation.
And then Bart jumps in and says, may I be excused, Mom?
Would you be talking about a tick?
No.
No.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'd keep that to myself.
Yeah, that's not dinner conversation. No. Maybe it's drinking conversation, maybe. But that's not dinner conversation. Yeah, no.
So then Homer goes, oh, so now you're quitting dinner too.
So petty. Uh-huh. So Mark's like, Homer, please.
I didn't raise him to be a quitter. It must have been you. You quit every job you've ever had. Cop, pretzel vendor, church counselor, professional gambler.
I mean.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He is not wrong.
I mean, Homer just saved the big guns, I guess, for such an occasion.
He showed that he can remember things.
He is not wrong at all. Oh, my goodness. So Marsh is like, he's doing what he thinks is best.
And Homer goes, well, if quitting is the best, maybe I should just quit my job. So he walks over to the phone. He dials Mr. Burns up.
And Mr. Burns answers, ahoy, hoy.
So Homer goes, Mr. Burns, this is Homer J. Simpson, the father of the big quitter. Well, I wanted to let you know I'm a big quitter too, and I quit. And he winks twice.
And Marge says, Homer, Mr. Burns can't see you winking.
And then he goes, so. And he hangs up the phone.
Stupid.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. But I'm so happy when we get a Mr. Burns ahoy hoy.
Yeah.
It's the best.
By the way. We're talking about, he's winking. How would we count this as a prediction of Skype and or FaceTime?
I don't know. I think it's a stretch to call it a prediction.
Well, we did see that video phone earlier, but it was the house one. It wasn't a
cell. That's true. Right? Yeah, yeah.
So
okay, yeah, fair enough. You could throw that in there.
Maybe.
As a possibility. And so we cut to the next game now, right? And Nelson, he's midfield. He has the ball. Right, he tells his teammates, go long, but nobody's there. And he's just, I'll just do it myself. And he throws the ball, and he runs forward, and he catches it before it hits the ground. And he makes it all the way to the end zone. And he's, I got to quit smoking. And we get a cameo.
Yes. And then we see Hank Boomhauer.
No, it's just, I think it's Hank,
Peggy. Oh, Peggy and Bobby. Hank, Peggy, and
yes,
Bobby, right?
Yes.
I'm thinking toward the end.
Yeah.
I'm thinking toward the end, right? And then Hank goes, we drove 2,000 miles for this.
So King of the Hill, we had a little cameo there. And I remember that was part of the promo, too, for this episode. Mm-hmm. That it was, that was like Hank was going to come out, and the family was going to come out.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy, right?
Hey.
Because King of the Hill was just getting started at that point.
They need a little cross-promotion.
Yeah, man. And so Homer congratulates the team, right? They're in the finals. He hugs Nelson. And as he hugs Nelson, I love that he reaches into Homer's back pocket and steals money in his wallet and stuff there.
And then we see Nelson's dad pull up on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he hops up, and Nelson hops on the back of the motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And he goes, great game, son. I'm taking you to Hooters.
I was like, nah, I don't want to bother Mom at work. Jeez.
Oh my God.
Terrible.
Yes. So then Homer realizes he's all by himself. He lifts the Gatorade and he pours it over himself.
Yeah. Sad. Yeah.
Very, very sad.
So we cut to the next day and we're at the Quickie Mart. And Bart's already there playing an arcade game. I think it's like Catfight or something like that. There's two women just fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. And then Homer walks in.
He goes, I'm feeling kind of low, Apu. You got any of that beer that has candy floating in it? Some Skittlebrow, you know?
And Apu's like, such a product does not exist, sir. I think you must have dreamed it.
And Homer goes, oh, just give me a six-pack and a couple of packets of Skittles.
He's going to make his own.
Yes.
It's, I don't know, man. That doesn't sound appealing at all.
No, but I will give him credit for that name, Skittlebrow.
Skittlebrow's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Now, I have had some beers that taste for it, like some sours that, you know, are like that. But Skittlebrow, I don't know. I mean, it's a cool name. It's a cool name.
I don't know, man. I think I'd rather drink that beer that tastes like Snickerdoodle.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Well, I mean, I don't mind ciders, mm-hmm. right? But as far as beer, I'm a pretty strict, you know, no fruit in the beer guy. Unless it's a lime, you know, mm-hmm. with the Mexican beer. Like, yeah. Kind of like.
So you don't like the Vaquero from 5x5?
Yeah, it's all right. That one's okay. But I don't like that blueberry beer, or the strawberry stuff. Uh-huh. It's not that great, man. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. And so Homer sees Bart, right? He says, hello, son. I want to apologize. I just got so caught up in trying to encourage you, I was blinded to your stinky performance. If you forgive me.
Honest.
Yeah, he is. And he says, if you forgive me, I promise I'll never encourage you again.
Bart doesn't look like he believes him.
He says, I've got lots of quarters.
And then Bart smiles at him and he goes, this thing only takes dollars.
And they hug each other, right? Uh-huh. So Bart forgives him, you know, Homer's apologized. Mm. And he says, you know, tomorrow's a championship game and we could sure use some good offensive tackle.
And Bart goes, well, I thought Uter took my place.
Consider him cut.
He just has to bench him. He doesn't have to cut him.
I know, right? But he loves it.
Yeah.
You're cut.
So the next day.
It's like Dion, man. He's like Coach Prime, man. Oh, he's cutting everybody, dude.
Was it he was down to like less than 11 players at a time? Damn, that was crazy. So the next day, right, it's time for the championship game. And Homer is sitting with Grandpa in the crowd.
Right. And Marge is like, wow. No, she's sitting with Marge, actually. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's sitting with Marge. Mm-hmm. And she goes, wow, Homer's coaching the championship game? You must be pretty proud of your son.
And Abe goes, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Of course, he's not proud of him at all.
Right. So he pulls his cap over his eyes and he goes to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're at the end of it, right? And Nelson's like, time for one last play, coach.
And he goes, hold on, I'm working on it. And he has that electronic football game.
Yes, the old school one. I used to love that when I was a kid. It was just a piece of like aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And it would click it on and it would vibrate. And wherever the players ended up,
that was the end of the play, right?
Yeah. As soon as the ball went down. Man, I used to love that, dude.
It provided a lot of hours of entertainment when we were bored.
You know what? I want to see if they have like a modern like take on that. Yeah.
What do they call that? Electronic football?
I don't know. I never knew the actual name for it, right?
Yeah. I remember I had one, but I don't remember looking at the box.
I remember we lost the ball one time. And so we cut off the end of a Q-tip.
Yeah,
we used that as the ball.
Whatever works, man.
Mm-hmm. See, you didn't get rid of your toys back then when they broke. You fixed them or you figured something out.
But now toys are so damn fancy.
Bro. I know, right? It's crazy. And so Homer's watching the play there. And he says, okay, after you vibrate that way, you can fall down. Nelson, you just spin around in a circle.
And just then, we see a police car parking. And Chief Wiggum walks out. And he walks toward them. The guesser's like, okay, I've got an arrest warrant here for Nelson Muntz. Which one of you punks is Muntz?
And Homer's like, oh no, my quarterback. What are we going to do?
And then Bart walks in, and he's already with the football gear on. He says, it's okay, Dad. I can fill in for Nelson.
And Homer's like, are you sure, son? I knew I could count on you. And moments later.
Yeah. He's not playing. He's not taking Nelson's place on the football field.
He's taking the rap.
Yep. He's taking Nelson's place in the back of Wiggum's car.
And it's so funny that Wiggum doesn't know this. Like, he doesn't know who these kids are already.
I know, yeah.
I mean, he's on the same team with his son. Both of them. Like,
yeah. He's seen enough of Bart.
And so Bart's like, so what's the charge, Chief? Vandalism? Smoking?
And Wiggum was, you know what you did. Months. Burglary and arson. You're going away for a long time.
And Bart's like, what? He's freaking out.
Uh-huh. And just as the police car drives by, we see Joe Namath again.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like...
He narrates the end of the episode.
Yeah, he's like, hey, poor Bart. You know, we had a lot of fun tonight, but there's nothing funny about vapor lock. It's the third most common cause of stalling. So please, take care of your car and get it checked. I'm Joe Namath. Good night. I don't think we worry about vapor lock too much.
Anymore. No. I was like, man, I haven't heard that in a while. Yeah. Well, I rewatched this the other day. And this is great because Homer does a voiceover in the credits when we end the episode. Right? So when they have everybody's name.
The credits are coming out.
Yeah, and he's like, Scully, you're cut. Brooks, Greening, Simon, you're all cut. Castaneda, cut. Gone. Kavner, cut. Cartwright, cut. Smith, sorry, cut. Azera Sherry, you're cut. Firestone, you're cut. So is Judge. Namath, you stay. All those people are cut. Johnson, Wolf, and Silverman, all cut. Goldfire, O'Brien, gone. Cut. Cut Elliot. I don't know what you're doing here because you're all cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's getting into all the other names, right? And it's just, it's crazy.
Look how many cuts there are. Oh, boy. You're cut. All of you. You're cut. I cut you. And then we hear that he says, you're cut too, shushy. And the episode ends this way.
That was a great way to end the episode.
Yes, man. It was.
I love that.
Homer was getting
his fix.
His fix and cutting people left and right. You know, coaches always say that's the hardest part of the job. Mm-hmm. But for Homer, that was the easiest part of the job.
Yeah.
It was easier than winning, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is the part of the job that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
So, what are our takeaways from this episode?
There's five footballs, man. Five donuts and five footballs.
Five donuts and five footballs all day, every day. What's not to like about this?
This one is in my top 10. Like, it really, this one is in my top 10. Like,
yeah.
Personally, it's way up there.
I'm with you. I mean, to start off with the health fair and all the ridiculous booths in there. Dr. Nick being a perv.
Oh, God. Marge's corny jokes.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's fat. I love Wolfcastle's booth, man. They need to have more of those.
Bapa, fatty.
But man, the heckling of Flanders is just classic.
Flanders,
so good.
But that was a homage to
Daryl. The kids were doing that one though, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. I love the whole Lisa trying to be Lisa and it blowing up in her face.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
It's good that it did because she needs to be humbled every now and then.
Yes, every now and then. The thing is, she's good at hockey, so I don't know why. Which is arguably a rougher sport.
I tell you, they just want to take over everything.
I know, right? But then, of course, the whole Nelson being the quarterback and it's, man, there's just nothing not to
And, of course, Nelson really needs to stop smoking.
Yep. I love the flashback of Homer as a gymnast.
Oh, God.
That's a nice little wrinkle in the lore.
Yep. He had a full head of hair and a lot less belly and booty.
Isn't it funny how badass Lenny looked in that scene, though?
He had a long, flowing
box. Yeah, Lenny looked all cool. Marge had her hair down.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Before she had that what do you call that? Beehive?
Beehive, yeah, the
Tower of Power, whatever you want to call that hairdo.
Whatever you call it. Man.
When did she first do it up?
I don't remember.
I remember she says, I think I'll try my hair up.
I'm trying to remember when that is. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to look that up.
Yes.
It's going to drive me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just, yeah, the whole football stuff, Namath showing up.
Yep. And, of course, the end of the school year is getting closer.
Ah, yes.
Maybe that's what's making this even sweeter.
Yes. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I miss football right now.
Oh, God. Well, spring football. Texas plays their spring game Saturday.
That's true.
But then we'll have to go till August again.
Yeah. Well, as much as we're fans of Texas, you hear what happened with UTRGV?
What happened?
They beat Texas at baseball for the first time since 1971.
They did?
They beat the Horns.
I know they were playing yesterday.
They beat the Horns, man. Wow. And I wanted to go to that game because I was like, man, I haven't been to a baseball game in a while. That'd be cool. You know?
You missed your chance.
I missed my chance. That would have been nice.
That would have been cool to see.
Congratulations to the... That's okay when you get when you get beat by your brethren. Mm-hmm. We're all in the same system. It's all good.
Cowboys should be able to handle some Longhorns every now and then.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So, congrats to them. Oh, but yeah, man, we're getting to the end. This season, just looking ahead, so good.
Yes. We're still in the golden age. We'll see how
we're basking in the golden
we'll
age.
We'll enjoy
right
it
now.
While we can. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off for the week?
Nope, just to remind everybody to check out our socials and our wherever we're streaming.
Yep. Don't forget to give us a nice little rating on there. It just helps people find our little show easier and help us grow.
Yes.
Don't forget to follow official_Homers_Donuts without the apostrophes. Send us a little DM on there if you have an idea of how we can make the show more enjoyable for you. Mm-hmm. And until next week, arbor suckers.